I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Tennessee whiskey.
Good morning, everyone.
You seem stressed.
I'm so stressed out.
And why is that?
Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
What?
What do we have to do?
What do we have to do?
Cook a turkey, carve it, and present it as part of a festive table.
Really?
Oh, boy.
You wouldn't happen to know how to cook a turkey, would you?
This is going
to
be the best Thanksgiving.
This is going to be the greatest Thanksgiving ever.
Gobble, gobble, everybody. It's turkey time.
It's almost turkey time.
That's right.
Preparations are being made. Here's a tip, pro tip. Cook everything you can today. Have it ready to just warm up tomorrow.
That's right.
You get all that done, it's not so bad tomorrow. And by all means, don't forget to thaw the turkey. If you bought a frozen turkey, you better pull that thing out.
Better warm it up a little bit.
I was thinking the other day, what do you imagine realizing Thanksgiving morning that you had forgotten to pull the turkey out of the freezer?
Off to Bojangles.
Right.
Do they even do the Thanksgiving turkeys
anymore? No. Yeah. I looked it up. They don't. No, they don't. They did stop doing it last year, and they didn't bring it back this year.
Last year was the year. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And they were good, too, but I guess it was just too much hassle.
It must have been.
So, no, they don't do those anymore. So, yeah, if you haven't thawed that turkey out, you're in big trouble.
Yeah,
get
you
out
are.
There now. Get all your sides ready today, though, man. That's the way to do it. Let's fix our place and time, people. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. 1 month from today is Christmas Day.
Yay!
Yeah. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Thanks for joining us. It'll be warm today. It'll be nice. And a few clouds and showers moving in tonight.
How come all the pretty girls like you are...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase, 6:10 the time. So I get in here this morning and making the usual preparations, and I note with interest that Chase is on the line a little earlier than usual, and I'm like, hey, what's going on?
I was up, I was about, I was getting things done, but come to find out the mother-in-law made a surprise visit by the apartment at 4:40 this morning.
Ooh.
You heard me right, 4:40. This morning.
God bless you.
And what was her purpose for being there at 4:40 a.m.?
She did not have enough room in her fridge for a pie.
Wow. It's important.
Yeah. Is that what kind of pie is it, by the way? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I haven't looked. I mean, it's not going to make it till tomorrow.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
It's a breakfast pie. It is today.
It's, right. It's like a quiche.
Right.
Nothing like a good breakfast pie.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm so guilty. I'm going to raise my hand right now. I've eaten pie for breakfast plenty of times. Sorry.
Yeah, of course.
I've just done it.
Slab
I had a Christmas tree cake for breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, one of the big ones.
Yeah.
She was having trouble finishing it. It was so big.
Took
I've never seen one that big.
2 hours
I've never
to eat it.
I've never seen one that big. I didn't know they made the big ones.
That's what she said.
Whoa, listen to that.
Odds
and ends coming at 6:25.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Why wait until Black Friday?
What you drinking about?
Oh, they're probably already up at Summerfield Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably already up taking care of those animals. 6:23, Odds and Ends time, the elf on the shelf has moved to a new shelf.
Folks. Where's he going?
He's going to the cereal shelf.
What?
Yeah, okay. The elf on the shelf cereal has hit the store shelves. It has vanilla candy cane cookies and marshmallows in it.
Ooh.
I would try it, honestly.
Yeah. The top holiday films now, and this is interesting because this company who did this extensive research project, they're a video on demand service, and all these people are doing all kinds of research trying to figure out what they need to have on their platforms that people want to stream. Evidently, in 2020, these are the top five holiday movies people want to see. Number five, Love Actually. Number four, Elf.
I've never seen that. So
it's not good.
Number four, Elf. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Santa!
I know him.
Number three, Miracle on 34th Street. They don't specify which version. There are a number of versions of that movie.
Well, I mean, you got to go with the classic, the original, the OG.
Right. Okay. Number two, The Snowman. I don't think any of us have seen that.
I meant to Google that, and I didn't.
Do it now while I'm going. We'll come back to this. Number one is Home Alone. Home Alone. But only one percentage point higher in the research than The Snowman. I was thinking there's a horror movie called The Snowman.
Mystery/crime. It says the death of a young woman during the first snowfall of winter feels like anything but a routine homicide.
Okay. All right. So it's not about a killer. I thought it was about a killer snowman. So I thought, okay, all right. We'll just turn on the heat.
I guess the snowman killer is an elusive sociopath.
Yeah.
Jeopardy going to resume production on the 30th with interim host Ken Jennings.
Smart choice.
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
I mean, he knows everything.
That guy was unbelievable. It's almost like you look at him and go, is this fixed? Is this rigged?
Wait, do you have to know these things to be able to ask the questions on the show?
No, they have meetings beforehand where you sit down. I've seen the behind-the-scenes stuff where they know going into it, but that dude knows so much about everything.
It's pretty cool.
Carvana is building their largest car vending machine so far in Atlanta. It'll be 12 stories tall.
Whoa.
And it will hold 43 vehicles. I don't know how tall the one off the 40 is there.
I was going to say, it looks so tall, so imagine anything bigger than that is insane.
Well, it's up on that hill. You know, you're down below it, you know, when you're coming through there. I saw
for the first time somebody getting a Carvana car delivered the other day. I saw the truck on the road for the first time.
Is that something that you guys would do? Would you buy a car from the Carvana vending machine?
If I felt like I could negotiate or, you know, get the perks of the deals. I don't know. Maybe not. Because I got a full tank of gas and I got this and I got that when I got my car. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to test drive it somewhere first to see if I liked it. And then compare, you know.
Ladies, we pull this from a 1958 McCall's Magazine article entitled How to Get a Husband Advice for You. 1958 style. Here's some tips, ladies, from 1958.
I'm already cringing.
Get a job demonstrating fishing tackle in a sporting goods store.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Number two, get lost at a football game. Mm-hmm. Number three, don't take a job at a company run mostly by women.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Learn to paint, then set up an easel outside an engineering school. These are all real, by the way. These are all right. 1958, McCall's Magazine. Read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
Well, that could still be used.
Wear a Band-Aid. People always ask, what happened? Well, what happened was... stand in a corner and cry softly. Chances are good that he'll come over to find out what's wrong.
No. No.
Today we'll be like, hey God, what is her problem?
Yeah, what's her issue? Someone get her Xanax.
Oh, gosh.
And the final one, and I don't get it, is get a sunburn.
You need somebody to put your lotion on, I guess.
I guess you're right. You're right.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Movie reference, people. Yeah, some of you have seen it. Some of you haven't. Silence of the Lambs. Go check it out. 6:28.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Good morning to you. It's Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on the Wake Up With The Wolf Show at 6:35. Every day at this time, we try to throw you out a stocking stuffer, something cool we found you might want to pick up. Annie has found, today's your mask, sleep mask? Is that what you're doing today?
Yes, yeah.
I want that.
So, it's you're going to really want it once you hear about it. It's a sleep headphone, so it's like a tooth sleeping mask, and it's... It says side sleeper, so I don't know how this thing to check it out, but it doesn't really give you a question. But yeah, next to your phone or your tablet or whatever, you can set the alarm side. You can do the music while you fall asleep if you like you know, white noise kind of deal. Then it's also the sleep mask, so nobody can bother you. And it's like super soft, and there's buttons on the side, and you know when it's charging or when it needs a charge. I don't know. It's so high tech in a sense this to is, be so simple.
This is like something out of Star Trek or Star Wars, it sounds like.
Well, how do you get that? Where do you get that?
Oh, Amazon. Yeah, that's probably the most important part. I love Amazon, so I'm always creeping for this stuff on there. But it's $20, which really, for what you're getting, is not a bad deal. And it's called the Pretty Care 3D Eye Mask.
All right. There you go. Another great stocking stuffer for you. 1 month from today is Christmas Day. Jeez.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle.
Let your honey be.
Wake Up With The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. What are you looking forward to the most? What dish? What are you looking forward the most digging into tomorrow at the big meal?
So for me, it's my signature brown rice that I was telling you guys about yesterday. Yeah. And then my grandmother's broccoli cheese casserole recipe my sister's bringing. But I'm trying that new jalapeno cranberry dip, and I cannot wait for that either.
Mmm, that all sounds good.
For me, it's got to be the sweet potato casserole in which I will break the top crusted brown sugar layer with my face.
Yes, absolutely.
As I dive straight into it.
Yeah, going face down in the plate right away. Yeah. First, seconds, thirds. Yeah, keep fourth. Counting. Bring it on. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend, whatever you got planned for tomorrow. If you're going to be traveling, get ready because traffic starting this afternoon is going to be brutal.
And reminder, between here and the end of the year, calories do not count.
That's right. Yay. Eat all you want, folks. Enjoy.
Why wait until Black Friday?
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up With The Wolf Show. It's almost Thanksgiving. You need good vibes?
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life.
Mars Thanksgiving. Everybody looking forward to all that delicious food. I know a lot of you have already started. You're already cooking. And let me tell you, when those aromas start wafting through the house, those are good vibes.
Yes.
They really are. Who's up first this morning?
I'll go.
All right, go ahead, Annie.
Sorry, Chase.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
So I think it's kind of cool. It's if you can't go to Disney World is coming to you. McDonald's is teaming up with them, and they're going to put some Disney toys in the Happy Meals, and they're going to do like limited edition collection for it. And they're based off of the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway Ride. Say that five times.
The railway ride.
Yeah, right. At Disney World, so they'll have like all the favorite characters with like Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, Donald, Daisy, and then they'll have them experiencing various park attractions like Jungle Cruise, Expedition Everest, and Soaring Around the World. So they look pretty cool, and it's kind of, I don't know, I guess it's collector-ish, you know, how they used to do this kind of stuff with the Happy Meal toys. But they look pretty cool, and I know that Frank is going to love them, so I guess we're going to be eating some more McDonald's.
Well, you know, McDonald's is the largest toy distributor in the world. They distribute.
Huh?
McDonald's is the largest toy distributor in the world. Interesting trivia thing, because they have so many of these toys and these Happy Meals, it makes them the largest distributor of toys in the world today.
Wow, that's pretty
like,
cool.
It's one of those facts like, you know, more people wear the Walmart uniform than there are armed service members.
Really? That's true? Yeah, it's true. Hey, this Seattle doctor, I read about this lady. She's so cool. She lives in Seattle, and she's been opening $100 tabs at locally owned businesses to try to help them keep afloat during all these lockdowns and restrictions. She's opened more than $3,600 worth of tabs at cafes, restaurants, and shops, all locally owned by people in her community. She opens a new tab every Friday and hopes to continue to do so.
Wow.
That's really, really cool.
See, that's somebody who can afford it. She says, I can handle it. I'm going to do it. Nice.
Yes. All right, Chase, ruin it for everybody.
I ain't going to ruin it for everybody. I'm just saying the good vibe for today is soon, less than 24 hours. The smells of Thanksgiving will be filling the house. And it's Friday-ish.
Yeah, it's really your Friday today, everybody. Isn't that awesome?
Woo-hoo!
And for those of you who work retail, I am so sorry.
We love you.
Yes, God bless you. Yeah.
You're either going to have to go in Thursday night or Friday morning. Good luck to you.
See the way you're taking care of your mama.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so, Ma, do we get 2 sides with the turkey? Is it 2 or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. And you know, I've been eating here a long time, right?
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase at 7:24. Thanksgiving disasters. First of all, do you think there's a lot of people who have the stay-over Thanksgiving guests, you know, that come rolling in on Wednesday night or Thursday morning and just stay for the weekend? I've never been in that situation where I've never had to deal with that, either staying with someone else or, you know, having someone come stay with us. Although when we lived away, you know, I think maybe when we came back to her parents, we stayed. But, you know, it's different when your kids are staying or when your parents are staying than it is with, you know, like distant cousins that you don't see very often.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Or, you know, just, you know, tight family friends who come and stay in your house.
I always want people, like, I wish I had more out-of-town family or something to come and stay with me. And we, you know, I don't know, I feel like it makes the holiday more of a holiday, you know?
No, here's the thing. And once you did that, you'd never do that again. It's one of these things that sounds good. Mm-hmm. When you do it, it's like, what was I thinking? Why am I going through this?
Exactly.
But y'all know I'm different. I like people.
Yeah, we know.
I want people in my house. Mm-hmm. I want a full house. I want all the love and the fun and the camaraderie and the craziness. I'm used to it. You guys, I have 5 brothers and sisters, and I can't even count how many nieces and nephews I have. Come on. I'm used to big houses.
At the end of the day, there's nothing better than just you alone or with your partner in bed. Everybody else gone. Everything clean. Everything done.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, isn't it? Get it all cleaned up afterwards. All right, what's your Thanksgiving disaster stories? We'd love to hear them. 680-WOLF, post them up on social media. We've already got some, I think.
We did. So one on Instagram, it was like a 3-parter. He had a breakup in the comments. And I'm not sure of his name because his name on here is a little strange. A1200S Ryder. He said, several years ago, while visiting my sister and her family in Lexington, we were with my brother-in-law, my dad, and I, and we're planning on taking down a large tree. I was selected to climb said tree to tie it off so we could drop it onto the property onto the street. He said he climbed it, tied it off, proceeded to take it down. They pulled it, and they were able to avoid the house, the tree mm-hmm. house that was there, but they stuck the overhead power lines. The city and the power company made it out before the evening, so everyone on the street had power Thanksgiving night. But for about 3-4 hours during the day, all power was gone on that street Thanksgiving.
See, that's when you let family stay over, is I'll let you stay the night, but you're going to help me with this project I have.
Right.
We're building a deck tomorrow. we're repaving the driveway.
We're re-roofing the house, by the way. Get yes. some sleep.
Enjoy all the leftovers you want. It got an early start.
Yeah.
So I got some messages sent to me. These are things that people say that their guests have done at home when they've come to stay. They've come into their home and stayed. Somebody said that his cousin punched a hole in the wall of their house.
Ugh.
His name was Kyle, probably.
Probably.
Another one said that they, for somehow, some way, with a candle, set a room on fire.
Oh. Jesus.
Somebody disappeared with one of their remote controls for the Wii. Just took it.
Hey, those are expensive. Yeah. I take it.
Yeah, got to get that. It'll go in my pocket, won't it? Let their pets in the house, in their beds to sleep when they don't have pets at all and they're in their house.
Ew. Oh, I'd be so ticked.
Yeah. Somebody else said that their cousin got drunk and redid the Christmas decorations during the night.
I would be the drunk cousin. I'd be like, no, this needs to go here.
That doesn't look right to me.
Somebody else left crushed Oreos all over brand new mattresses. Got up in the, there were, here's a situation where there wasn't a lot of leftovers. There were a lot of people mm-hmm. there. There wasn't a lot of leftovers. And a couple of the guests got up in the overnight hours and cleaned them out, ate all of the leftovers.
Nice.
Somebody else says, I caught a cousin taking money out of my wife's purse.
No!
Okay.
Yeah.
We're shunning you, cousin.
Well, you're all family.
Somebody else broke their couch. Snap! One too many. Five cuts of pie is my high watermark.
Yeah, five's the limit.
And another guy said he woke up and one of his cousins was sleeping in the living room on a couch naked.
Yeah, it was a party.
Yes, it was.
I have so many jokes right now.
Thanksgiving.
But I'm refraining.
Thanksgiving disaster. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Thanksgiving Day disasters. How about you?
When I was about 13, my mom's boyfriend at the time had taken up and set a deep fryer outside and put a frozen turkey in it, and the whole thing blew up. And I went outside, and there were turkey bits everywhere. The deep fryer was across the yard, dented. Like, it just blew up.
You know, people, every year you hear about somebody who's done that, who's put a frozen turkey.
It'll heat it up quick. It'll be all right.
It'll thaw out in that oil.
Yeah.
That oil thaw that thing out. No, don't do that. It's so dangerous. But, you know, a deep-fried turkey is absolutely delicious.
Of course it is. You got to let it thaw out first. Give it a good shoulder massage, neck massage.
What happens?
Take care of that bird.
What happens is you put that bird in there, and then it seals all those juices in when that outer portion of the turkey gets crisp on the outside.
Correct. Keep talking.
Talk dirty to me. Don't get Thanksgiving dirty, though.
That's the hottest thing you said all week.
You know, we were talking about how people come to your house and they do things. You know, they leave this here or there, or they make a mess of the bathroom, and they do something. It's amazing how fast that we can come to believe that our way is the only way. And when somebody else does something in a way that is incongruent with the way we do
They're wrong.
What? Why would you do that? Can you believe they did that? And that's just the way they do it.
I'm just I'm one of those people, I think. I'm a little lighter on that, though. I'm not so much like, I can't believe you did it this way. But I'm like I'm set in my ways. I think that what I do is the right way, and I'm going to do it. And I can't help it, you guys. I try to be nice about it.
She's bossy.
I am, but it's okay. I'm a leader, natural born. You're welcome.
No, you're just bossy.
Right.
It means I'm a leader. I'll keep being assertive, fellas.
Bossy.
Pour me another drink.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show at 7:42. Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. And even though it's Wednesday, it's really Friday.
This morning, the Wake Up with The Wolf Show salutes Turkey, North Carolina.
Yeah, okay.
Population 294.
Salute!
More of the Wake Up with The Wolf Show next.
We made USAA renter's insurance for the stuff.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show. It's Gabby Barrett and I hope Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And it's 7:53, heading into a holiday. Let's get those birthdays. Here we go.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. Enjoy your Friday-ish birthday. You share it with Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eater. He is 37 today.
I don't know how he does it, man. That is so nasty to watch that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Jenna and Barbara Bush, the former first twins, are 39 today. Christina Applegate is 49. Amy Grant is 60. Yes, Dale, go ahead and give me crap because I didn't know she was married to Vince Gill.
It's unbelievable. Something like that happens once a week at least around here.
Oh, yeah. And Ben Stein is 76.
Bueller.
Some local birthdays for you. Jonathan Saint of Winston-Salem. Chris Shepherd of Ashboro. Gail Bell of Whitsett. Adam Hill of Kernersville. Cindy Hogue of Apex. Madeline Kofer of Ashboro. And Tyler Simmons of Mount Airy. Happy birthday, y'all. Get your special day in now so we can shout you out. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Oh, she's so sentimental. There's Taylor Swift and Back to December. 8:05, Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase on a Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Off we go to the land of law and order. It's Nimrod News Time. You have got to appreciate a criminal who respects proper paperwork. See, right now, France has a lockdown where people can only go more than, about a half mile from their house for essential activities like getting groceries, seeing the doctor, those kinds of things.
All right.
Well, on Friday, 39-year-old guy named Daniel Cadrean filled out the official government form looking for an exemption to the lockdown, which you are allowed to do. There is paperwork that can be filled out, and with proper reasoning, you can get around the lockdown. He wanted a pass to, quote, smash a guy's face in, which is exactly what he wrote on the paperwork.
Honest.
And because he put the full details of his plan on the form, now, not only did he put smash a guy's face in, he put the full details of how he planned to do it and approximately how long it would take him to get the job done.
Okay, all right. I like somebody with a detailed plan.
So the police used the full details that he put on the form and found him right where he said he'd be at 10:15 on Friday, hiding behind a car outside the guy's house waiting to smash his face in.
You cannot get him for lying, though.
No.
You
can't. Right. The police say they appreciated Daniel filling out the forms and staying compliant with the law, but his reason for breaking the lockdown was not valid. So he was hit with a $160 fine for that violation, plus another $180 for being drunk in public. Surprisingly, when they found Daniel, he was intoxicated.
Well, you can't be sober to smash faces in.
Well, see, I'd have to be, or I wouldn't be able to do it.
I would miss.
There is no word on why Daniel wanted to smash the guy's face in to begin with.
You told us this whole story for no reason as to why. Well, I am upset.
That's all
I cared about.
He did not reveal the reason that he wanted to smash the guy's face in. I'm sorry.
So detailed in every other aspect but that one.
Hey, I'm just happy he put together a schedule saying where he would be, what he's going to do, how he's going to do it. You really don't get that with criminals these days. You just don't.
I'm giving that guy the props, man. I think he did
it.
Come on, he filled out the form. Okay, here's where I'm going to be. I'll be behind the car at 10:15.
Right.
Cops are looking up. Yeah, sure as heck he is.
There she blows.
Girl, I've always loved you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. That is Russell Dickerson and Love You Like I Used To. Good morning to you, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show on the day before Thanksgiving. Oh, I can't wait to dive into all the goodies.
I'm going to eat lettuce all day long, stretch my stomach out, get it ready. Yeah, that's how you do it.
You have to prepare yourself. You got to pregame.
Yeah, you do. If you're going to do this right,
you got to pregame. And coming up, Chase and I are working on a list of pro tips for you.
Oh, God.
We want to pull. I want to pull this together in the next 20 minutes or so, so we can get this on.
We are professionals.
Pro tips in 20 minutes.
Yeah,
we are professionals when it comes to food and beverages with food,
particularly when it comes to eating them.
Yes.
Now, my refrigerator is somewhat overflowing. I'm assuming you guys have got some full refrigerators at your place right now, too.
Thank God for a beer fridge in the man cave, or else we would not have any room.
Are you going to be doing preparations today? Are you going to be doing some advanced prep today?
I'm going to be advanced drinking today.
Okay. All right. Well,
She's already started.
You got a pregame. You got to get ready. But, yeah, pace your snacking. Pace your meals. Take it easy. Take it light today.
I thought of a fun game we need to play. People, call in or text in at 336-680-WOLF. How many sticks of butter is in your fridge right now?
Yeah. How much butter is in your refrigerator?
That's a good one.
Tubs count, too.
Yeah, total amount of butter in your refrigerator right now. I was at the store yesterday. The butter section is practically wiped out.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a guy. This poor guy was trying to restock at one of the stores. He's just handing them to people.
Well, Here you go.
There must have been six people standing waiting for him to move so they could get in there and get it because it was behind a door. It wasn't one of the open coolers.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You go down a different aisle. You keep your eye out, but you don't hover, and then you can be the first one back.
People do that all the time. They'll just stand there until you get out of the way. Give the poor guy a chance to restock the area before you go down.
He's getting paid $8.25
6 feet apart, people. Have we not forgotten the social distance thing? All right?
Trust me, they were not 6 feet apart. They wanted that butter, and they wanted it now.
I get it.
How much butter in your fridge right now? We want to know.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
The theater.
Yes, I haven't watched that yet this year, but it's getting close. I may watch it this weekend for the first time.
Well, the Carolina Theater is going to be rolling out their Christmas movie series.
Yes, I love that.
And I went 2 years ago, went to the Carolina Theater to see White Christmas. First of all, fantastic. If you get the chance to do it and see that movie or any Christmas movie that on the big screen,
and
you
let me just say that if you've never seen White Christmas, think, I'll watch that old movie. Yeah, you're missing out on one of the best Christmas movies ever.
I'll be sure to watch it then.
That's right. Annie's never seen it.
Yep.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
It's a two view for me. Once early and once like right up like Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve.
Okay.
You really will enjoy it. Most or at least one of the streaming services will be running it.
Okay.
So here's the thing. That needs to be another one of the thing on the five things is Annie's never seen White Christmas. So that's going to be another one. That saved me one. Also, Krispy Kreme is rolling out their new holiday-themed donuts, so feel free to load up on them.
I've looked at some of them.
The Krispy Kreme is rolling out their holiday-themed donuts, which they have Little Santa, Little Santa Belle.
Oh,
you know.
I can't wait. Do they have sprinkles on them?
I think one of them does.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
Probably red and green sprinkles.
Oh, hey, get you some of those while you watch White Christmas for the first time.
I'm sorry. You can't even talk. You don't see half the movies we've seen.
Have you seen Wonderful Life? It's a Wonderful Life.
Me?
Yes.
That's my absolute favorite Christmas movie.
Okay, so that's good. That's good. So if you like that, you'll love White Christmas. I promise.
Good deal. I believe you.
Okay. All right. Ken Jennings is going to be the interim host of Jeopardy, of course, since Alex Trebek's passing, which I think that was a smart move on
good,
their part.
Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah. They're probably going to have, you know, a lineup of come in and do that. And who was the one before Ken Jennings? No, Ken Jennings was the first one. Then we had the one recently who was the Ken Jennings follow-up. I always forget his name, but still, I think that's a smart choice. Number four on the five things you need to know today. We've already discussed it. Annie has not seen White Christmas. Boo-hoo on her. Now, last but not least, here is your fun fact for the day. Kind of. Tornadoes are more likely to hit trailer parks. Why, you may ask?
Because they're already trashed.
No. I didn't go there.
Sorry, no, I'm just kidding.
She was so proud of that. Did you hear her cackle?
Let her have her moment.
She's still laughing. She's still cackling.
Well, the reason why is because tornadoes are most likely to hit places where landscapes make big changes, like from tall buildings to farmlands, and trailer parks are usually built just on the outskirts of cities.
From treasure to trash.
Let her have it, Dale. Just let her have it.
She's easily entertained. Anyway. Yeah. I used to know. Now it's going to bug me. I used to know a great trailer park tornado joke, but now I can't think of it.
Because it's probably trash.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. How many sticks of butter in your fridge right now? How many in there? You know there's a bunch. How many sticks of butter in your fridge right now?
27 sticks because I bake for the Thanksgivings, and so I have like 3 family events to go to. So,
yeah, girl.
I hear you, Paula Deen.
Ooh, and what do you buy? Do you buy a particular brand of butter?
No, you know, because the stores are really low right now, so I just get whatever I can get. But I do have a variety of unsalted and salted.
Atta girl.
Right, so I can tell by the way you talk and you said what you said that you do cook a lot because you know how, you know, if you're trying to regulate the amount of salt that's going into your food. I know what you're doing there. But if you had a preference, I want to know, I'm pushing you to a preference. If the store was completely stocked with all brands of butter, what would you buy?
Land O'Lakes.
I knew you were going to say that.
All right. Woo!
All right. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
No, Land O'Lakes always goes on sale right about now, and they buy every bit of it up. It's just all gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a bunch of people text us at 680 Wolf. First of all, thank you. I responded with, butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, butter's awesome.
Somebody said they have 16 sticks and a tub. Also, 24 sticks, 14 sticks. And then this person says they have 6.5 4-pack sticks of real butter, which I did the math, is 26 sticks.
Okay.
All right.
This sort of kind of segues into our pro tips. Here's a few handful of pro tips from Chase and I for tomorrow. Remember, a pie contains 4 slices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's 4 slices in a pie. A cake,
no more, no less.
A cake has 8. Butter is a side dish. Remember that tomorrow. It goes on everything. Mayo on the leftovers goes on both slices of bread. Mayo on both slices. There is an argument on the program about the top brand of mayonnaise. Chase and I are both Duke's guys. And Annie is for Hellman's. Yes.
Yeah.
Another tip, never count the number of rolls you eat. Ever. Don't ever do that. You'll never want to know.
I don't even count the number of rolls I have.
What's your favorite roll? What's your favorite roll for Thanksgiving? Is it a yeast roll, crescent roll, a Parker House? What do you like? Whatever.
My favorite roll's got to be the love handle here.
I don't. We don't normally do rolls at my Thanksgiving.
So. Wait, what?
Don't, I know, ever, right? I'm never going to have Thanksgiving with you ever.
I know. Why is bread not a side for us? I just now thought about this.
What is wrong with us? Anything that you use to sop up the juices? Anything?
My tongue?
Yeah.
I gotta have rolls, man.
The other foods mixing in with the other foods. Oh, I'm sure I made somebody cringe talking about mixing foods together right there.
Mac and cheese is a vegetable. Go right ahead and dig in.
Yep. Good for you, too.
We're in the South, people. If you just move down here from the North, mac and cheese is a vegetable. And make your own little bag of leftovers and hide them in the fridge. See, there's a lot of stuff in the fridge. It's easy to hide something. Make sure you get the leftovers you want.
Yep.
So hide that. Hide that little baggie, or that big baggie of leftovers in the back of the fridge. I usually use one of those you put clothes in.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? At home, got a couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, too.
I have coffee for you today, and it's hot off the pot there. Coffee. Okay, I'm done. Coffee is an 8-year-old bull mastiff mix. His name is Coffee, but he's 91 pounds of sweet sugar. He came to the shelter after his owner had some surgery and could no longer care for a dog of his stature. And he's friendly and super sweet. He loves the attention. And he's not just all looks. He's very smart. He already knows how to sit and shake and can change paws, too. Like, my dog can't even do that. He's one of the favorites amongst the staff and the volunteer at the Guilford County Animal Shelter. And, you know, they would love nothing more than Coffee to have a home for the holidays. And I think Coffee probably has the same mindset, too. And, you know, of course, all the dogs, cats, any animal that comes through the shelter there are fully up to date on their vaccinations and they're microchipped and spayed or neutered. And they are open by appointment only. And you can utilize their online scheduling system. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. Got all the details there.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Randolph Community College presents They've Got Photography.
Next door news now. Annie, what you got?
So today is Thanksgiving Eve, and I was like, let's be thankful for the good people around us and the hope that there's always 10 of those people for every one bad neighbor out there, right?
Well, that's certainly wishful thinking, but yeah, I'll go along with it. Yeah.
Okay, well, the Next Door app has surprised me. I saw a post from a chick named Bridget, and she's from the Colfax, not Cole.
Yeah, Colfax.
Colfax side of Kernersville, which, yes, there is a Colfax side of Kernersville. If you live here, you know.
That's why we, that's one thing we learned in 2020. It's Colfax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel smarter already. Anyways, Bridget posted with the title free stuff / giving posts. And I was like, oh, snap. If it's free. Hello.
Yeah.
It's for me.
She was waiting for it, and we both looked at each other like, nah, we're not going to finish.
I should have teed y'all up for that. I'm sorry. Okay.
We just left her hanging.
Yeah.
So I saw it, and I was like, okay, if it's free, it's for me. I'm on it. So I clicked it, and it's probably the coolest post I've ever seen. Basically, she got on here and said, what is one thing you cannot afford but you need right now? Let's see what others say. Maybe you have it, and you don't need it, and you can pass it on to them or have a connection to get it.
Yes.
And she said she saw it somewhere else on a community group, and she thought it was really cool, and she wanted to try it out. And there were quite a few posts on it when I saw it, of people who had the odds and ends, and they're posting to see if anyone needs them. And I put my phone down and turned around, and I come back this morning to just re-look again. Over 600 comments now, and probably the absolute coolest thing about it is that there are more people trying to give away stuff and help people find what they're looking for then there are people who are posting and asking for particular items. So
nice.
It's nice that, yeah, people are really willing to part with things, you know, that you might not need. And so I think it's just the coolest idea. And I recommend that if you're on the Nextdoor app, you should maybe try to create this post and see, you know, if you can help others out and get rid of a few things in your house that you're like, I'm not using that. I don't need it anymore, you know? Plus, I mean, it's like a free yard sale.
Yes.
So you might see something you need too, and you can grab it up. I thought it was the coolest thing, and I wanted to share. And no drama today. We're going to be thankful because tomorrow is Turkey Day, and that's when we're supposed to count our blessings and not count our calories, right?
Nice. Yes. Good idea.
Send us the good or the bad neighborhood drama, whichever one. We don't mind. Text it 336-680-WOLF, or you can hit us up on Instagram and Facebook at 931TheWolf.
Don't count your calories or your rolls.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
Don't count the rolls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.